This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the ruling coalition parties underway in Balwatar. Nepal preparing to raise issue of climate change in the Himalayan region as a priority in COP26, and United States ends 2 decades presence in Afghanistan. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the ruling coalition is underway in Balwatar. The expansion of the Council of Ministers is being discussed at the ongoing meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Leaders, including Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, and Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav are present in the meeting. The meeting of the top leaders of the coalition is held at the time when the cabinet was not completed 2 months after the formation of the government. Nepal is preparing to raise the issue of climate change in the Himalayan region as a priority at the 26th conference of the United Nations Climate Change Conference. A recent study has shown that when the global temperature has risen by 1 degree Celsius, its effect in the Himalayan region of the Nepal has increased to 1.8 degrees Celsius. COP26 is being held in Glasgow, UK from November 1st to 12th. According to Ministry of Forest and Environment, Nepal is preparing to raise its voice at the conference on issues related to the climate change, the search for the resources for the implementation of the National Contribution Commitment NDC report, and carbon finance. The water level in Saptakosi River has started fluctuating lately. Earlier, there was a rise in water level following incessant rain in the eastern Hilly and Torai district. According to District Police Office Sunsari's Deputy Superintendent of Police Narendra Kumar Karki, the flow of water was measured at 214,745 cusecs per second at the Kosi Barrage this morning. According to DSP Karki, although the rain has stopped lately, fluctuations have been noticed in the flow and 28 sluice gates along the barrage have been opened. The government has intensified laying optical fibers in line with the ambition set by the Digital Nepal framework. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, has mobilized the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund to expand the broadband internet service across the country. So far, 1,006 kilometer long optical fiber have been laid out of 2,179 kilometer under the first package. The Sri Lankan Airlines has launched a direct flight from Kathmandu to Sri Lanka today. An aircraft of Sri Lankan Airlines that took off from Colombo landed at Trivandrum International Airport, TIA, Kathmandu at 10:24 a.m. today. According to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, permission has been granted to the Sri Lankan Airlines to operate 2 flights in a week, Tuesday and Saturday. The airlines has shown interest to conduct flight at the Gautam Buddha International Airport, which is under construction in Bhairava. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of the Sudhir Pashim province today, and chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of the places of Bagmati province tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The last U.S. military flight has left Kabul airport, marking the end of a controversial 20-year presence in Afghanistan and America's longest war. Officials said the last C-17 aircraft took off with the U.S. ambassador on board after midnight local time today. They added that the diplomatic mission to assist those unable to leave before the deadline would continue. Celebratory gunfire by the Taliban was heard after the last plane departed. The European Union recommended a pause on all non-essential travel from the United States as COVID-19 cases surge. The daily average for hospital admission has risen past 100,000 for the first time since last winter. The recent wave, driven by the Delta variant, is most severe in the southern U.S., but cases are rising nationwide. According to a study released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention last week, unvaccinated people are about 29 times more likely to be admitted to hospital with COVID-19 than those who are fully vaccinated. China's video game regulator has said online gamers under the age of 18 will only be allowed to play for an hour on Fridays, weekends and holidays. The National Press and Publication Administration told state-run news agency Xinhua that game playing would be only allowed between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. It also instructed gaming companies to prevent children playing outside these times. Earlier, rules had limited children's online game playing to 90 minutes a day, rising to 3 hours on holidays. The move followed fears that children were using adult IDs to circumvent rules. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the ruling coalition parties underway in Balwatar. Nepal preparing to raise issue of climate change in the Himalayan region as a priority in COP26. And United States ends 2 decades presence in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.